making every beer taste like that end of shift beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
For the next while or so, we're just going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beers, talking about the beers we drank last week, talking about beers that we're looking out for. The listeners are going to call us and leave us some stuff. And when we get bored with beer talk, we'll take tangents about various culture and dude items. I don't know how else to say it. Before the show, I was tailgating with a Sierra Nevada Celebration Fresh Hop IPA. Maybe you've heard of it. It's the talk of the town, the beer town, talk of beer town this season.
Beer town.
It's a celebration ale. But now I'm doing new. Oh, we almost timed it.
Double open.
I love gold.
Dude, you're the perfect pour this week. They did a double open.
Double open.
Blew my mind.
Oh, so damn, you did better.
What's your
with
batch
your
date
mic
for celebration? Are you still same batch date? 10,
yep,
3.
I've gotten three different, bought it three different times, and it's been all the same date. So, all and right, three different stores. Same date. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's Fresno's allotment or that's everybody's allotment. I don't know.
That cracking of the can and the pour almost sound like it was the intro to Wrestling with Beer. Just throwing that out there.
Beer.
Money. All right. So I just opened up Groovy Ruby Grapefruit IPA. This is one of the Brian Anderson, the BA Cyclone beers. It's from Bartown Brewing in Des Moines, Iowa. Love them Iowa beers, bro. Don't sleep on Iowa. Beer geeks, don't sleep on Iowa. When in Des Moines, check out Bartown. Oh, that's pretty good. That's a good beer. Let me revisit what Brian said about. See if I can find it real quick. What did you open up there, Nick?
I got a Belgian from Miraz Brewing Company. This is Azaziel, which I believe shares the same name as former trumpet solo guitarist Pierce May's new band.
I saw that. I was like, wait.
Speed metal.
So it is very metal. Stained glass. Kind of has a pineapple-ish flavor to it. I don't know what to think of it yet. I don't know if the porter I had before this is tainting my palate. Before tailgating / show opening beer I had was Wren House Black Caddis Porter. Uh-huh. That was very nice.
How did you say that? I always pronounce it Azaziel. Is it not Azaziel?
Azaziel. I can see that. Azaziel. Azaziel.
Whenever I see
Azaziel.
Whenever I see his band, yeah. I always, my head says Azaziel, but
Azaziel.
I don't think they've played Tioga yet. It says two metal for Tioga.
Ah, that's in their, that's on their album title. Two metal for Tioga.
Two metal for Tioga. What are you drinking, Matt?
some Fulton Street IPA.
Oh, I heard that's fresh this week. Brand new Fulton Street.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Fresh batch.
Fulton. Fulton.
Is Fulton Street a seasonal or just like whenever you feel like making a batch of it kind of thing?
It's because of when the event is happening, we had time to squeeze it in the schedule.
You're having a Fulton Street party down there Saturday, tomorrow. Going to be one of them vendors and street blocked off and all that kind of hoo-ha-ha and stages and stuff.
Hoo-ha.
Taco trucks. As far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we're caught up with what we're drinking and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing good. Everyone's done having a good podcast so far.
So, enjoying our time here.
I think it's a little too early to tell.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We got some time here. Nothing's kicked in yet, but just wait. Culture, culture. Nick. Nick, pay attention.
I'm burping.
What do you got?
I'm mid burp. It's done. Wow, you just like have cats hanging around the studio now?
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
They were left abandoned.
They are abandoned.
Abandoned in the studio.
Neighbors, hey, can do me a favor? Can you clean the eye boogies? I can see those from here, man.
Oh,
come on. You got to clean the eye boogies.
No. So one of these times, you two have to do the thing where Mikey hands the cat to Matt and Matt takes the cat out of Mikey's hand as if it was the same cat.
Yeah, one of those
crossing
videos.
Screens.
Yeah, one of those crazy videos. We'll do that one day.
And then we'll post that on TikTok and we'll win millions of dollars.
Millions. What's going on?
I think that's how
Nick?
It works. Still not sure about how TikTok works.
That's your
I tried to send you a funny video the other day. You didn't respond.
Was it a TikTok?
Yeah.
Was it a TikTok? I don't even look at them. I don't want any.
All you had to do is hit play. You don't even have to have the app. It would have just played. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're just like, I'm not getting TikTok to watch that video. Delete.
Now I'm going to watch it right now and waste time.
I was laughing.
Tioga Sequoia is on TikTok, people.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tioga Sequoia is on there.
Sleeping. I'll watch it. Okay, it's a cat video. What my cat sees when I'm sleeping. Now there's sexy Spider-Man looking at me.
What is this? You must have had your sound off.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay.
Nick's having his old uncle moment here.
Go ahead and heart it now. As if I were liked it anyway.
It's there's a video where there's a cat bedside and it's like in the morning time and there was an abundance of flatulence. I was like, how real this is. No. Your pet's like, hey, what's going on? It's time to get up. Yes. And you're just like, huh? That's what time it is.
Cut, been drinking. Are we done?
Number one.
Cat flatulence.
Cat farts. In real life.
The cat farts.
Not in the video.
All right. In the real world, Phobab.
Fun to say, Phobab.
Any guesses?
I was over at the Fobab.
At the Fobab.
I won at the Fobab.
I want to go just because it's called Fobab.
Fobab. Yeah, I'm going to Fobab this weekend.
I got a Fobab this weekend.
I can't. Going to Fobab.
Like, I want to cancel so many plans just so I could tell people I have to go to Fobab.
Sorry, I got to go to Fobab.
I'd totally do that, but I'm going to Fobab this week.
Get on Facebook. When somebody does an invite to like an event on Facebook, and it's okay. Just, you know, it's just like to everyone they know, like 200 people or whatever. And then some distant cousin will be like, write in the comments of the event page, like, I sure appreciate the invite, but me and Bill are going to be in Cincinnati that weekend. So sorry.
Are you making fun of my Halloween party, sir?
No.
That seems awful familiar.
No, that's because it's just every Facebook event.
It's just every Facebook event. I'm going to invite everybody because I know none of these bastards will show up.
You didn't need to get on and explain why you're not coming. It's okay. You can just ignore the invite.
Yeah, we know you have a hammer toe and you can't walk. That's fine.
Oh, Bill's got the hammer toe and I've been rubbing oils on it all day. There's no way we're getting out of here today.
My bunions just won't calm down. Damn, chill the fuck out, Susan. Should we do a Facebook event invite to Rush Day?
No.
Should we invite everybody?
No.
Rush Day. Coming to you. No, you come to it. Rush Day.
Comes to you. In Russia, Rush Day comes to you.
Can you virtual Rush Day? Can you order your beer ahead of time, have it shipped, and then open it the morning?
We usually try to have a shippable box, yeah.
But like, is Nick...
Personal Nick, Rush
you,
Day.
Nick, are you asking, like, could I get in there and order the Rush Day beers and have them put aside?
I'm asking, do I have to leave my house... Or can I Facebook video live everybody from my front yard?
Can you Star Trek replicator like the Rush Day bottles into your house?
Like, I will even create my own black iron fencing and I'll put like a electrical cord through it.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a...
Oh, are you I'll the... Go book, you you guys like to have like a Friday evening hangout on your front. Maybe is that going to be a tailgate? Going to be the Rush Day tailgate in front of your house?
I think so. I think that's a good idea.
All right.
I think we'll hang out up front. I'll put a fence up, and people could sit outside the fence as if they were in line.
Stay outside the fence. Let me go get you a cord. If you gotta pee,
get you a cord.
If you gotta pee, go around the corner.
And I'll make my own banner that looks like the Tioga sign. So people feel like they're there.
Scotty B will be there. I'm here at 9.
At mine? At my festival? Yeah,
both.
I'm gonna have my own Rush Day.
I'm gonna move. What's happening, Nick?
Fobab.
Yeah, Fobab. There we go. Back.
We're
back.
Festival of Barrel-Aged Beers.
Oh, you'd love that. That has to be...
I think I would love that.
I bet people get pretty ripped at the Fobab.
Yeah.
That's why... everyone kind of gets ripped at festivals, but like, I'll bet that's like next level ripped, Fobab.
So they say average, but I think what they mean is the range of beers is typically from 10 to 19.76%. That's the range of magnitude for ABV. So, yes, you will get levels 5 through 10 ripped. But it's not always big stouts. There are some other oddities that hang around. Let's see. Wild beer. What is this called? Doesn't say. Resident culture in the wild beer mixed culture. Oh, they tell you to say who made it, but not what beer won. But anyways, it's all barrel-aged beers. Could be anything from wild ales to stouts. They say a lot of the crowd favorites were not necessarily beers that won a medal. So they're chasing, they're tracking crowd favorites versus professionally judged winners and what those differences are. Sorry, I'm refreshing my beer. It did not happen last year, so it was back for this year. It was in Chicago. Seems like my kind of place.
Well, you and the missus want to go in here. If we got enough in the Golden God bank account, we'll send you out there.
Yes. Take the train to Chicago.
So Nick is looking out for FOBAB next year.
I'm looking out for a FOBAB.
Get Nick to FOBAB 2022.
Yeah.
Highly recommend Carnival of Caffeination if that's another possibility for you.
Modern Times.
That's...
Yeah, but it's a coffee-focused event, whether it's coffee or coffee beer. But we also came in clutch.
It's not just
we also came in clutch because we had a double IPA also there. So there is definitely people are like, ooh, okay, a little palate cleanse.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, finally somebody real is here. Good job, presidents.
Good job.
I wonder if does anyone ever walk up to the tent and like, oh, Tug, where are you guys from? Fresno? And they're like, oh. Then they walk away. They don't get anything.
There weren't too many people that asked where
we're
from.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. We're from Fresno. I don't know where you're from. I just like.
But there was definitely people that volunteered that they've either heard of us or been there.
Everybody's got an uncle that's been there. Well, my uncle used to go to Fresno. I'm not sure what for.
Get a good breakfast burrito and then get back on the road.
Anything else, Nick?
Speaking of coffee beers, there is a list of what Beer Advocate thinks are the best coffee beers. If you go to their website, I guess. I don't know how this works. It was in an email, and I clicked the link, and it took me somewhere. But it is Beer Advocate's What Are the Best Coffee Beers? And it goes through profiles from their rating system and descriptions of why they think these are the best. Coffee beers include Speedway Stout, Founders Breakfast Stout,
had it,
Firestone, had it, Haraba Java,
had it,
Oscar Blues 1050 Java,
had it,
Fieldworks Bean Machine.
I think I've had it.
Bean Machine.
Maybe had it.
A lot of Founders. Founders apparently likes coffee stouts. KBS Espresso. Supermassive Cafe Death. Why I have not had that beer yet, I don't know. I'm as surprised as you are. Side Projects Coffee Shop Vibes. Treehouses Double and Triple Shots. I'm guessing that's a...
Not had it.
Espresso reference. Not had it? McKellar's Beer Geek Breakfast. Come on.
Had it.
Come on. Had it.
Had it.
So, yeah. Need a little coffee stout in your life? Head on over to BeerAdvocate.com and find your perfect coffee match.
BeerAdvocate.com.
Hey, hey, they're not paying us anything. Shut up.
BeerAdvocate.com.
Shut up.
It's my beer and I need it now.
I don't care.
877 beer now.
Anything else, Nick?
Hey, we're still trying to jingle over here. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, we're marketing. We're in our marketing mode. Give us a minute.
All right, everyone, give Nick and Matt a minute.
Oh no! Now I'm done.
Nope. Now they're done.
Would you? Could you? In a box? Would you? Could you? With a fox? Would you ever want to try pumpkin spiced Yeti?
Try it? Yes. Care about it? Drink it anymore? No.
All right.
Dude, this beer's gone bad. That would be my response.
Are you saying you're looking out for that, Nick?
Huh?
Are you saying you're looking out for that beer?
Oh, I saw it, and I couldn't quite believe they did it. I was hoping it was a spoof. I can't believe
they did this, honey. Come here. Look what they did.
That's nice, dear.
Yeah. They spiced it up. They spiced it up.
They spiced it up. It is an Imperial Stout. When the air gets crisp and the foliage turns brilliant shades of red and orange. This is real. It's in a 19.2-ounce can.
Woo!
Food pairings. What would you pair with pumpkin spiced Yeti?
A nap.
That's true. They recommend Halloween candy.
All right.
Thanks. Great.
It's a lot of flavors.
I mean, mid-November, it can't be the good Halloween candy.
No,
it's kind of good. You're like, I could just throw the rest of this bowl out. You're like,
we're still working through some. There might be a couple on there.
We bought some Halloween candy, and I'm pretty convinced it was left over from last year.
Yeah, it probably was. Is that good? That are we good, Nick?
We are good. What? You may move to the next.
Matthew, you're the next contestant on the Price's Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what we should
put a pin in that one. I like that game.
That's what you should have called the podcast, the Price's Beer.
Here we have a brand new six-pack of Celebration Ale from Sierra Nevada.
Ooh.
What's the retail price?
$9.99.
Not going over.
$9.98.
$1.
Oh, you undercut it yourself.
Well, no, you said $9.99. I'm saying $9.98.
Yeah, but unless it's $9.98, you don't win.
Well, you're... Oh, damn it. Damn it. It's really got to be $9.98. Woo! Come on, $9.98.
I mean, maybe if it's sold at Walmart, I think that's a thing.
Does anybody go to the? Yeah, we go to the 998 store. We go to 998. Everything's 998 in this store. Loaf of bread, 998.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I know inflation's bad, but come on.
But hey, tri-tip, a 20-pound tri-tip, 998.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we're averaging everything out here.
Yep.
I like it. That means I can get the good bacon.
Yep. Our highest quality bacon, $9.98.
Thick cut.
Oh, thick cut Applewood. I don't need my bacon all like I don't need a lot of flavors going on. Just give me the straight bar S straight up.
Oh God.
Oh, not a bar S fan, huh?
Here we go.
What's
Mister,
what's,
I'll just Traeger it and make it taste
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'll just Traeger it. I'll just Traeger it.
What's the best I'll spend bacon? $30 smoking it.
Yep.
Smoking a $6 pack of bacon.
It'll fuck up the air in the neighborhood. Like big old smoke pile in the neighborhood. Like, I gotta cook my bacon. Everyone, you'll smell my bacon for the next hour.
You'll never had bar S taste like this before.
Look at that sizzle. That bar S sizzle right there.
Bar S is cooking.
Nobody does better sizzle than Bar S.
The sizzle. You got the sizzle.
Where is Bar S? It's out there in out at Tulare County, Bar S. I seen it.
Sanger. The S stands for Sanger.
Bar Sanger. You like your bacon Applewood? You like the Applewood?
Oh yeah, we go fancy sometimes. Uh-huh. The meat market has exquisite bacon.
Oh,
Applewood. I'll settle for hickory. I'm not going to be picky, but do not bring the maple bacon over. Do not.
You're not maple bacon, huh?
No maple bacon. Do not want my bacon to taste like it's soaked in the pancake syrup first.
Wow. Well, we just lost some listeners, but that's all right.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
It was worth it.
We'll be better off in the end.
Sorry, Matt. Tended you. Can we come back to what Matt was talking about?
Don't even remember.
Damn it.
I kind of don't remember either. Where did we go?
How did it happen? How was it Matt's segment and Nick was saying something about bacon and then I took it off into a bacon tangent? How did that happen? Anybody? Should we rewind the show right now and see what happened?
When did it happen? Now. Just now.
Right now. It's happening now. Is this us? Spaceballs reference.
Very important news this weekend. It is opening weekend for Ghostbusters. It's probably going to be the first time I've been to a theater in a very long time.
You're going
to
go and see it?
I'm going to try to make a conscious effort to go to a theater that has beer because I can't imagine anything better than having a beer and watching Ghostbusters. So long awaited.
I think all of them do now.
Oh, I honestly didn't know.
I think it's broke loose. I know the last time I went to Edwards, which was a couple years ago now, I guess, no, it probably have been 2 years in December because I think it would have been the last Star Wars maybe. They had beer. That was 2 years ago, so I'm sure that hasn't changed. I don't know about Maya. I don't know about... There's a new theater out there at Herndon and 99. That place is open.
Ooh, maybe I'll go to that one.
Yeah, it's in the Central District, so you gotta watch out.
Uh-oh.
The thing is, dude, do I go to the 4DX or whatever it's called? Or do I just go to the standard?
I don't know. Go to the one with the nice chair. Whatever one has nice chairs.
Dolby Atmos is the one you're looking for.
Atmos.
The Manchester one, and I don't think it's called what it used to be, but that one had the fancy chairs, yeah, and it did have beer.
Yeah, that's been recommended by film geeks in Fresno. Is Matt the best experience is the Manchester one.
That's so funny to me because that's like a spitting distance from my house, and I totally didn't even consider that being an option. I was like, River Park, yep. Go to Barrel House, yep.
Yay.
That's true. River Park has Barrel House and Yard House. All the houses.
Very important. Nobody go house. See the movie. Go get a beer. It's important cultural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the different leaked footage I've seen or press photos or reviews have all been pretty glowing.
That thing's been on deck for a while, because I remember that initial teaser trailer or trailer that was like before the pandemic happened. That I saw that trailer. So that thing's just been sitting there for like 2 years waiting to get released.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be like June of 2020, and it was made in like the full ass year before that, too.
All the cell phones are going to look ancient.
Mm-hmm. iPhone 6. How old is this movie?
Speaking of unusual beers or flavor combinations into beers that we like, Alesmith is doing their fourth Speedway variant this season, and this one is vanilla, bean, and cinnamon.
Cinnabon. Did you say Cinnabon?
Cinnamon.
You don't like that, do you? You don't like cinnamon, Matt?
I love cinnamon.
Oh. You don't like allspice?
I don't like allspice. And most things nice. But, cinnamon Altoids. I could just throw those things back all day. Just
all day. Just all day. That's all you need. You wouldn't even need a lunch break. It's like, I'm good. Got out towards cinnamon.
But I want to say Spokeasy had a Speedway Stout on the shelf, and I feel like it could be this one, so maybe I need to go pick one of those up. I have a Speedway Stout variant one in my fridge that I've never opened, because it's like, oh yeah, someone will come over and we'll share this.
There will be a special day where this will be shared, and it will be glorious.
That's a popular thing to do these days, is have people over your house.
What? That's what everyone's doing these days. Large groups at houses.
Just not in Europe.
As forementioned earlier, Fulton Street Party is this weekend. It is the annual celebration of the mall being gone and the street being back.
Yay.
Your interpretation of how good that is not to be
celebration
demonstrated
of Fulton Street being back by closing it off. I'm like, look, let's go back to the way it was when it was a mall. Woohoo!
For the day.
Oh man, I'm not going to go down the Fulton Mall Street tangent. I'm not going to do it.
No. We will provoke you.
Nope. I'm not going to do that, perfect poor listener. Wait for the Flowing of Famous. You can go listen to Flowing of Famous. You can get on your Fulton Street tangent.
Speaking of Flowing with the Famous, we can fully tangent. There's a new host for a local radio show in town.
Oh, yeah. Dorktown Network's own Joshua Teehee has his own radio show. On
wow.
See people, you can graduate from podcasting to radio if that's what you want. Homegrown on New Rock 104, 8 o'clock, is it 8?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night.
8 on 8 Sundays. 9 o'clock if you want to catch Oz.
104.1. Good, a 2 hour block there, which and Josh acknowledges it as well. I don't like that Josh goes up against the local show on KFSR at 8 o'clock. And Josh would like to point out that you can listen to the local show and podcast form, but you want to listen to his show on New Rock 104 live, homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep, I have an alarm set for 7:58 every Sunday, and either retreat to the den to listen to it, or I try to save a small project for the late evening in the garage, because I feel like that's a cool place to listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. Is in the garage.
It is. The garage is a good radio listening venue.
In the garage.
In the garage. Weezer reference.
What?
Anything else, Matt?
Yeah, so let's see. We got movie releases, radio shows, which anybody can listen to. Anybody that listens to this show, you could download the New Rock app and listen to it on Sundays. You could remotely be a part of something that we're also listening to. It's a way to do things with us.
Live listen.
Mm-hmm. And then this other one is 2 weeks away, but everybody knows the big Turkey Day is happening. There's the big people getting trampled on Friday. Then all the small businesses have their Saturday, but
that's only 1 week away.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess a week away, whatever. I'm, you know, there's still two Wednesdays.
No, all right.
Wrong Wednesday. I got you. There's two Thursdays. Yeah, there's I'm two
sorry.
Fridays.
I'm sorry. Continue.
My logical brain is working right now, not my podcasting brain. But Sundays are for breweries, and it is Small Brewery Sunday. So make sure to go out and support
your Small Brewery Sunday. Small Brewery is at the end of Thanksgiving weekend. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Right, getting that right. All right.
It's November 28th.
November 28th, Small Brewing Sunday. Everyone find the closest brewery to you and go there. Go to there.
So make sure you're doing all those participation things. Mm-hmm. And drink beer, check your date. Oh, wait, too early for that one.
Yeah, you tried to get out of here. Nope, not yet, buddy.
Hold your
horses. Okay, I'm drinking a crowler / lager, so what? I got time.
Lager? Did you switch beers?
Yeah.
What lager?
I barely knew her.
What is it you're drinking now?
Oh, it's we have a dark lager or black lager
dark from beer
at work. So Tioga. And it's called 28 Days Lager. So
28 Days Later, 28 Days Lager. Ha
mm-hmm.
I get it. Zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not a zombie movie.
And it's not the what's her face. It's not that movie.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock, is that it? Or Julia Roberts? One of those? Didn't they have like a 28 week or 28 day movie or something as well?
Something. Some sort of rom-com. I don't know. Sounds right.
I'm talking about my girl like that.
Bullock? Your big Bullock guy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, fighting more about Nick. Sandra Bullock, aces.
Wood.
Hickory, we'll drink a hickory beer bacon, with. Would you have some hickory bacon with Sandra Bullock? Would the missus allow you to just hang out with Sandra Bullock and just have some nice, freshly cooked hickory bacon? You and Sandra just hanging out on the patio. I mean, is that going to fly?
Bullock bacon and beers. Yes, that would that it's on the list of approved.
I would depend on how big a grin you'd have, why, how much you're smiling during it, because that's a telltale. Like, look, I've never seen a smile so big. You never smile that big when you're around me eating bacon with me, Nick. Well, this is hickory smoked, huh?
You never bring the good can.
It is Sandra Bullock, and it is called 28 Days.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to make sure to not alert. I'm going to, you know, bro code, bro. I won't alert your missus about this show.
Like, she knows.
I think you should listen to this week's side.
She would probably join us.
Perfect pour. Well, that's kind of, if you're into that, that's fine. Come here, eat some bacon with us, honey.
Yeah, some bacon. Bacon and beers.
I would like to look out for a Virgin Beer Company, San Diego. They are collabing with Alvarado Street on a My First Crush. They're combining two of their beers together. It's My First Crush, a DDH IPA with Mosaic, Nelson, and Strata. The proper hop build. And that is released right now, today, Friday. You can go. Hopefully, I don't know. Maybe it'll show up here. Probably not, but maybe. Maybe out of the barrel.
But maybe.
Could possibly get that.
Yeah.
Slice Beer Company, Sacramento area. Brewer Slice Beer Company. One called Fader Friends that I know Nick saw. This is it's got nice label artwork. Kind of got like a mixer board on it, and it's a double IP, a hazy double IPA with Galaxy Citra, Sabros Cryo. So that's also good and looking out for. One just maybe more Nick's field, but I'm not sure. This might be a little too much. Weldworks, Colorado's Weldworks, coffee French toast stout, milk stout.
Oh, milk stout.
Yes,
but coffee French toast.
Yes, milk stout with maple syrup, cinnamon, Peruvian coffee, milk sugar, and vanilla.
On occasion, I could do one of those. It sounds good, but I could not do more than one in an evening or morning or
then just pound whenever you're supposed to have that.
That'd be a nice treat. Even like half, if like you could split that can with someone, that would probably be ideal. But yes, does sound good. I do like French toast.
Oh. French toast and bacon, huh?
Mm-hmm. But no, the syrup cannot touch the bacon.
No touchy.
Like, give its own plate even.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, you probably want your own plate for that bacon then.
Separate
it. Because that syrup's going to get everywhere.
Yeah.
You know syrup.
You know syrup. It does what it syrup does.
Will you call me tonight?
I'm still just about out of my Groovy Ruby. It's a very good beer. And
why didn't they call it Groovy?
Groovy. I don't know, man. Why don't you go ask Bardtown? Go get on Bardtown's Instagram and say,
Groovy's so much easier to say. Groovy.
You, the listener, can get on the show. You can just call our 24/7 voicemail line, old school voicemail line, folks, 559-492-0542. Just you can call it drunk, sober, 3 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, doesn't matter. You can call it, leave us a message, we'll play it on the show, or you can email us something you recorded. Perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com is what you send it to. or you can just send us an email that we'll read on the show. These are all ways to for you to get on the show, and we're going to start with the traditional voicemails this week, and then we got one from...
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul?
I am calling you on Monday, November 15th, because my phone alerted me that it is the Perfect Pour anniversary.
Whoa.
I don't even remember putting it in there. So my guess is I probably put that in last year at this time to remind myself. And I think, maybe you guys said this on the show and I wasn't paying attention. I think it's maybe the 10 years. Is that right? Am I right about that? I've been listening for close to 8 years. Maybe even 9 years.
Click that up right now.
Anyway, holy shit.
It's nine.
Monumental.
We're at 9 years.
Happy anniversary. I'm glad I put it in my phone because...
Glad somebody did.
I had a moment of foresight, and I would have forgotten probably. So happy anniversary, you guys have been like a huge blessing and burst of joy in my life for a long time. So thank you for everything you do and for keeping it going. And keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. That's very nice that Paul remembers our 9th birthday.
Yeah, and we don't.
Thanks, Paul. So yeah,
nobody knows that yet. We could go back and say like "Happy 9 years, everybody," and put that at the beginning of the show. And
that's true. Like we totally knew.
Yeah, but then we got to take this part out.
Nope, not doing that. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the kind words, and we appreciate you and all our listeners, all the friendships we've gathered over the past 9 years. Gathering Friendships. That's our new show. Look for it.
And bacon.
Gathering Friendships and Bacon. Friendships and Bacon. And all right, that's do we have one more on the traditionals, or do we have a hang up? Because it's getting me like there's somebody there, but somebody hung up. Somebody from the 559, some Fresnan hung up, or maybe Madarin. Don't count out Madeira.
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
My fucking warranty. Thank God you called.
I was unsure when it would run out.
I was like, honey, what's going on with that car warranty?
Please press 9 to be removed from our list.
Whoa. Back it up, homies. You guys are talking about french fries without the expert, Holmes. Me, chew your beard. I eat fries, no lie, homie, maybe once a day, Holmes. Not once a week, but once a day, Holmes. I got an addiction to french fries, eh? So check it out, Holmes. The best french fry, here's a life hack, is a fresh batch of fried french fries, Holmes. Basically, anytime you order at a fast food restaurant, you can actually request an order of fresh fried fries, homie.
What?
An order.
So that's a life hack. They'll do it for you, homie. They're amazing when they're like that. They're piping hot. So, there you go. So my favorite fry out there in the world is Del Taco, Holmes.
Whoa.
Del Taco still bringing that old school feel, Holmes, with that kringle cut. That's my number one, homie. Who remembers Carl's Jr.? Or Hardee's, you know, for the East Coast. When Carl's Jr. used to have Kringle Cuts, that was back in the days, Holmes. When they had Kringle Cuts, they had the salad bar, Holmes. That's how old I am, Holmes. So
they had salad bar.
They stopped doing that. They started going with this natural fake skin on their french fries. Disgusting fries. Ever since they did that, I just go crisp cut fries, Holmes. They got the kind of like the fries from Chick-fil-A that I absolutely hate because they don't put no salt on those things. But the crisp cut fries from Carl's Jr. have like the curly fry seasoning on them. Those things are amazing, Holmes. So my favorite fries is Del Taco with that old school Kringle cut. The life hack is you can always order a fresh batch of fresh fried fries, Holmes, for your order. Also, another tidbit of mine, homie. I like the kernels, ese. They're not kernels. They're just those little burnt, really crispy parts of the fries that break off the french fries.
No.
And they're like golden crispy.
No, they're
those are my favorites, home. Just like popcorn, ese. Popcorn is delicious, but, you know, being a dad and having kids, usually when the tub comes back to you, it's empty, Holmes. So I've learned to love those half-ass popped kernels, Holmes. It's that kernel at the bottom where it's half kernel and half popcorn. It's like it didn't get nuked enough to the point where it would burst and become a fully fluffy popcorn. But it's got that texture, that crunch, that butteriness, some salt, and it's an amazing piece, homie. So my kids don't know, so hopefully they don't listen to this episode. But those fucking kernels, man, that's what I'm always looking forward to at the bottom of the bag or the bucket. Those half-ass fucking kernels. And when it comes to fries, those are the best parts too. And the one restaurant that has the most amazing kernels is In-N-Out, Holmes. But when you go to In-N-Out, Nick, In-N-Out fries are like not that great. But if you ask for well done, man, they come out even crispier, Holmes. So you can actually order well done fries at In-N-Out.
I didn't know that.
And they're amazing. So you get well done animal style. They don't get soggy. They got a great crunch, Holmes, and you'll thank me. I said, other than that, this is the perfect fry episode, and this is Chew Your Fries, and
Holmes.
Peace out, eh?
Is that you?
Chew Your Fries.
Chew Your Fries. All right. Thanks for chiming in on the fry debate from last week's episode. If you didn't listen last week, we did a whole fry tangent. I didn't know about the asking for. Is that? I wonder if that works in all fast food places where you're like, I want fresh. So give me that shit in the bin right there. I want fresh fries.
The old fast food trick used to be order them without salt, and they'd have to make you a fresh batch.
Then
you could just order a packet of salt.
That was the hack. Without salt. Guaranteed to be fresh.
Like, oh God!
There was that. And speaking, I know he mentioned Carl's having a salad bar, but I remember vaguely remembering. But I think Wendy's used to have a salad bar.
Yeah, they did. We're cracked. Now, Carl's salad bar was in Madera. Anyway, was operating up until the pandemic started. A salad bar. I frequented it often.
I do remember that because there was the Wendy's on Shaw, but there was also that Carl's in Highway City that had a salad bar. But that was the one that had the basement too. Remember that? It had a staircase.
I never seen the basement in that one. The one on Shaw 99, Carl's Jr. I'd never seen that.
I think they filled it in or moved it, but I remember back in the day they used to have it. It was roped off.
I'm going to have to look.
That's weird.
Some weird shit, man. That little Subway there on 99 and Shaw is going to be like a little Mexican place now. Uh-oh. That was like the most unique Subway you'll ever go into. It's just
it was
like
weird.
Little tiny place. I ate my lunch in there a couple times. There's like three tables in there, and it's just like this the most oddest Subway you'll ever be in. Now it's gone. Right by the Forest Air Underground Gardens of Fresno, one of the unique Fresno visits. If you're ever coming to Fresno, make sure to go to the Underground Gardens, like we all did as kids at school.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue on with voicemails.
Hey, Perfect Bar.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
We're hanging out at our personal beer garden fire pit thing.
Saturday night.
Woo!
It's warm-ish by the fire pit.
A little bit.
There you go.
Don't say very warm, but at least we got some fire. It's getting cold here. We're trying to live out the rest of this summertime vibe, but
Good thing is we just got back from Avery.
Avery is amazing, you guys. I know they're bought out, but I know Mikey softened his stance on the bio beers, so maybe this won't be so bad.
Yeah, well, my cousin just came into town from Maryland. She was raised here, but she's moved out to Maryland since she's been an adult and got a real job and stuff.
She told me that they have a Guinness there.
Really?
Yeah, she said they have a Guinness where she lives, and they go there. She's like 10 minutes from their house. She says the only Guinness, brewery in the States, I guess. Yeah, that was interesting.
Interesting, yes. Yeah. But, we'll maybe meet up with her next time we go to the East Coast.
Yeah, we want to go check out Cape Cod because there's a treehouse there. What's up?
And there's a Trillium in Boston and, you know.
So there's a beercation in the works for sure.
There's a beercation in the works for sure. Yes.
I mean, who doesn't want treehouse? I know some of you guys get treehouse, but
at Avery, we had some really good beers. They have like some cool, they got everything. They got lagers, they got sours, they've got hazies, they've got.
They do. Their flagships are pretty basic. Like, you guys probably get their flagship stuff. At the brewery, though, they have like some of their twists on they're fantastic. So, matter of fact, they're making a Little Rascal. You all have had White Rascal, right? Well, they have a Little Rascal. Kind of tastes like a rattler to me, but
if you like Belgians, yeah.
Janine hates Belgians, just like Mikey. Yeah.
Me and Janine.
Yeah, I saw your fucking shit, Mikey. You're like, a Belgian beers are dear.
I agree with Mikey, and then like the Belgian beers aren't that great.
That was before they had real yeast.
But they did have this one called Cloud Nine that was a Belgian that didn't taste like a Belgian.
So it was a wit with vanilla bean and orange zest. And I got to tell you guys, it went down smooth. That thing was a beast.
It was good. Like even me who doesn't like Janine Belgians, say? I agree that one was really good. But they have a full-fledged restaurant, so we had like some good food too. It was fun hanging out with my cousin and my aunt, my sister, and Colin was in the presence of four girls.
Four super hot chicks.
Good job, Colin. Have
a good time, definitely relaxing. And,
nice.
They let us sit in the bar and eat food, but they couldn't order from the bar down there. But for some reason, they shut down the bar, but the bar upstairs obviously served the food. And we got an awesome waiter, his name is Ryan. He was the chef.
Server.
He was a good server.
Yeah. But we're almost at 3 minutes, so we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
I don't remember I don't remember Avery's situation. That did not work right. I don't remember Avery's buyout situation. I've lost track of what happened at Avery. I in my mind, Avery is still okay. But
are you asking me to Google?
No, maybe. Yeah, sure. Find out what's going on there, buddy.
Boulder.
I don't remember what happened with Avery, bro.
Let's take you back to 2017.
Wow. Who bought
them? Blah, blah, blah. Mahus and Miguel.
Oh.
So they are also the ones who have a stake in Founders.
Oh, okay. It's a low level buyout. But still buy
out. Yeah, it's an investment. It's not so much bought out. 30% stake is owned by a non-craft brewery. So they're not bought out. They're just not indie. Not
indie anymore. Yeah, that's like first level. That's a situational buyout. Like if you're in a restaurant and that's the only thing there, then I'll give it okay.
Percentage of buyout.
Yeah. Don't choose it over an indie, full indie beer, but if that's the closest thing you have, then it's okay.
Ooh, indie Belgian.
No, just don't ever.
Or 30% buyout hazy.
Belgian or buyout, huh?
Belgian or buyout.
Oh, God. That's a terrible, terrible choice. God awful. I guess I'm going to have a Belgian.
Gotta have a Belgian.
Yo, what's up, Vatos? True you be here. How you Vatos doing? Check it out, homes. Quick little thing.
Welcome back, too.
Wifey hooked me up, homie. Surprised me, I say. Over the weekend, Saturday, VIP tickets to LA Brewology over in downtown LA, over by the Coliseum. It was amazing, homes. A lot of craft beer and, of course, a lot of big beer. Hosted by Untappd. It was an Untappd event. It was in the Science Center, right next door to the Coliseum, right, basically right across the path, not even a street, homie. It's like a path, like a two-way bus lane, homie. Anyways, went up there, and guess who I met, homes? I got to hang out with Tony Bags himself, homie. He was there pouring for There Does Not Exist. The cool thing is, homes, he was set up right under the indoor shuttle. The ship that went to the moon, I guess. I don't know where the hell it went, but he was right under the wing, homie. There's a video out there on Twitter. What kind of pissed me off is that for some reason, whoever runs the Perfect Pour Twitter account didn't see this until Monday, homie. So we could have had a lot of cool retweets or tweets at us on the day that it happened, because I posted this right away. But yeah, I didn't get no play from the Perfect Four, homie, until Monday, homie. So, big ups to, Tony Bags for hooking it up. Gave me a lot of beer, homie. Also I hooked up, homie, with some lunch, some dinner, some tacos and the burrito. He was there by himself. I could tell the line wouldn't end. Why would the line end for, There Does Not Exist, homie? He had a West Coast, he had a farmhouse saison, and I think he had a sour. So I took some pictures with him, chopped it up a little bit, and then I went around, had some Radiant, beer, amazing fucking beer, homie. Radiant was, last year's or this year's GABF winner for small pub, homie. So I got to enjoy some of their lager, their West Coast and their hazy, amazing beers. And then also got to try some beers. I tried a lot of beers on it, Untappd a few. Some beer from, I think it's called Hamilton Family Beer Company over from Rancho Cucamonga. They had a pretty damn good mango triple IPA. Other than that, you know, everybody, homie, Tarantula Hill was there. So many breweries were there, and a lot of big beer was there too. But where Tony Bags was in that, indoor area was like the best breweries, I think of the whole freaking show, homie. Also got to pour for her. There Does Not Exist. We came back and, I could see him in there. He was sweating. I got in line to have more beer from, There Does Not Exist, because their West Coast was amazing. And then I saw him and I said, you know what? Homie probably hasn't had a break. It's been like 2 hours already. So I stepped up. I actually cut the line, went around the table, and I asked him if he needed a break. And he says, go for it, homie. So I started pouring for him. And then he disappeared. I said he was sitting down because I brought him food. He's like, I'm out. The food, homie. So I figured, you know, let me give him a break, let him eat, and then, you know, then he can go back to doing his fucking job. So I gave him a break. I didn't see him eat. I see him get up and he took off. And then he came back like an hour later, homie. So he kind of left me there. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I know I was pouring beer.
That's messed
up.
But
I was just bullshitting people, homie. I was telling people, check us out on Instagram, on Twitter.
Follow me. I'm
True Your Beer. Also, make sure you follow the Perfect Pour. So, you know, we got new followers on Twitter and on iTunes. Yeah, you can blame me, homie. I was just hamming it up, homes. So I might run my clock. It's already 4 minutes in, but I'll make this my two voicemail for the day, for the week.
You've already did a voicemail this week, too. It is 100% I've got a situation here
that I will be at Rush Day. So anybody listening that's going, hit me up on Twitter, DM me. If anybody wants to meet up with me and my boy, Marvin got to meet Tony Bags. Me and him will be at We'll be making an appearance at the Fresno Breakfast House. We'll be signing an autograph. I'm just kidding. We're going to hit that spot first and get some good ass breakfast in us. And then we'll head on over to Tioga Sequoia and hopefully, we can get some line, get a beer fest, Holmes. I'm thinking of taking a couple beers from out here to share with anybody that's out there, homie. So, Courtney, I know you live out there. I hope to see you. The Zax, if you're listening, if you guys want to meet up for breakfast, DM me or hit me up on Twitter. Mikey, invitation goes out to you too, homie. You want to hang out? My plan is to leave here at 5:30 a.m. Hopefully arrive over there by 8:30 or 9. Get to the Fresno Breakfast House, enjoy some good breakfast, and then go just hang out at Tioga. Also, basically wait in line at Tioga, get in, buy my stuff, and have a couple beers. And then maybe if you guys can direct me to a good bottle shop in your area where I can find some stuff that I can't get out here in LA. So there you go. If you're down to hang out and have some breakfast and then go hang out at Tioga for a bit, my plan is to be at Tioga maybe 2-3 hours tops, maybe 4, and then head back home by like 1 or 2. So, you know, let me know, homie. But for sure, it's 100% certified, and it's ready to go. December 18th, I will be making my drive up there for rush hour. And I'm going to be doing a beer festing, home. Beer line fest, homie. So, Mikey, let's do it, homie. Talk to the wife. It'd be nice to see you and her again. And that's it, homie. This is 2 year. Nick, please, I would love to have breakfast with you or hang out with you. Matt, if you can't come for breakfast, can I bring you something from, the Fresno's Breakfast House? And, the Zax, Scotty B, let's go, homie. For sure, I gotta see you. And, you know, Courtney and, whoever's out there, Holmes. Let's do it. Wazoo, you driving out there? Let's go, homie. We can meet up. It'll be a pretty damn get it.
Wazoo's here on Wednesdays.
I know Ants and Robin have family out there. So are you guys coming up? Let me know, homie. December 18th.
Jim,
let's do
Fontana
this.
Jim.
This is 2 year beer.
Fresno County you have to watch.
Peace out, eh?
Wow, that was a lot of chew. A lot of chew, guys. That broke our rule. He did two voicemails and then one with over 3 minutes, but we let it go because he packed in the rush day information afterwards. So that was slick too. Yeah, so we're planning on being out there. I mean, Matt has no choice but to be out there rush day. I guarantee Matt will be there. Nick and myself, we should be there. We are kind of loosely planning on recording our episode there for that week. So December 18th, if you guys remember a few years ago when we did that at Rush Day, gonna pretty much do what we did. The plan is to pretty much do what we did there. So we'll just keep an open mic for any listeners that happen to wander up to us and want to be on the show. You can do that. We don't care about those other people, other beer people that are showing up at Tioga that don't know the perfect four. Don't want
no
any,
listen, no guest.
Yeah, you don't. Do you listen? We're asking them 3 questions.
Ooh, I like it.
And to make sure that they're a listener and see if they're a listener. I remember that time we went to we recorded at Spokeasy.
Mm-hmm.
And we had bells there and who else did we have there?
There was Stacy.
Rad Stacy was there and Bells was there. And then and then some like dude, which I think kind of maybe vaguely knew Rad Stacy or just maybe was like a bar fly at Spokeasy. He just sat down and like took a mic and started talking. And I'm just like, are you a listener? Like, do you know what this is? And he's just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, does anyone know this guy? Do you know that guy? Like, and he's like, no, I don't know that guy. Like, who is he? Why is he on there right now? So we don't want some random ass motherfucker coming up stealing a mic. We just want perfect poor people coming up talking. So
And there will be Golden God priority seating. So
yes, Golden God priority, Golden God, Mike. You're Golden God.
And you come up, Mike. You get to bump whoever is there that is not.
Official bump, official bumpage. And that person should recognize that. If they're not a Golden God, they'd be like, yes, please, Golden God, come on there. So, yeah, if you've ever wanted to be on the show live, Rush Day, December 18th, Tiger Sequoia Brewing, downtown Fresno, California. That will be your opportunity. Let's see if we got some voicemails left, or is that all we have? No, we got one more.
Also, real quick. Who does manage the Twitter? I think the answer to that is less than one person. just so that we can say we answered his question. Less than one of us manages the Twitter account.
Yes. We put minimal effort on the Twitter, but we're there.
Basically, it just reserves the name. It doesn't really do anything.
Make sure nobody else fucks with it. That's what our Twitter account is. We're there. Perfect Pour Pod.
Hey, Perfect Pour. XL calling in. I have arrived in Arizona. Yep, pulled in this afternoon. After a few days on the road, we left Buffalo on the weekend. Made a little side trip the first day. Instead of cutting across the middle of Ohio, we went all the way down to the southern end, spent the night in Cincinnati, then crossed the river in the morning so I could do some bourbon shopping in Kentucky, picked up some Kentucky-only available stuff, and then headed west from there. Went to St. Louis and stopped at Side Project Cellar in St. Louis. Had a couple of beers there. It was a Flanders Red that was a photo-aged Flanders Red, which was really nice. Had a nice little Flemish acidity to it. And then a 15% whiskey barrel Imperial Stout that was a blend of, I think, four different varieties of whiskey barrels. Was like a whiskey wash dark chocolate bar. It was pretty freaking outstanding. Not boozy at all. Next day was Oklahoma City, where I got to have a get it with Buck at Core 4 Brewing. Pretty cool dude. We had a couple beers at his place there at Core 4. Really nice. I had an IPA and a Dunkel. Both were outstanding. I think they're doing some good stuff there. And then we went a couple blocks away over to Stone Cloud, where his wife was hanging out, and we had a beer there as well. Oklahoma City's pretty cool. It seems like it has a burgeoning beer scene. Y'all should check it out if you're in the area, and make sure you get together with Buck if you're going to be in that town. Next day, made it over to Albuquerque. Went to La Cumbre Brewing. Had a couple IPAs. Real good kind of West Coast style stuff I was having. Also picked up a bottle of their Imperial Stout that I will enjoy on Thanksgiving coming up. And then today was the drive into Phoenix. So, looking forward to having a couple days of nothing to do but kind of square away the house, maybe figure out what I got to do to get a driver's license and register my truck. You know, all the usual stuff you got to do when you move. But glad to be here. Glad to miss all the snow in Buffalo, even though it did snow about an inch or so the day I left. Happy to be here. Hope everybody's doing good. Cheers to Buck. Cheers to you guys. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yay, our first get it at Core 4 Oklahoma City, man. Was waiting for that. So good job on that. Good luck to Big Game in Phoenix. I got a lot of family in the Phoenix area, so. Anyone needs any help, let me know.
Yeah, you got the hookups.
Tempe, we're pretty big in Tempe. So
we're big in Tempe.
Yeah, it's my dad's side of the family. You got a lot of Tempe pool. You got a Snowflake if you want to go up a little north, a little bit of northeastern Arizona where it snows. Snowflake, let me know if you're in Snowflake. I'll find you a room.
There you go. Get your spot.
But good luck. Good luck to Excel, Ferro, and Phoenix, man. And thank you to all the listeners that called. And we really appreciate the content and all the things. Thank you for calling.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Aw, man, she didn't leave her name.
I'm all out of voicemails.
I have to go on Craigslist to see if we can find her. I forgot to mention I'm drinking, I think this is a Wazoo Corvette beer, maybe, hopefully. I apologize if it's not, but it's
hopefully.
Quilter's Irish Death. Quilter's Irish Death. It's a dark smooth ale, whatever the hell that means. It's from, I guess it's Quilter's. Trying to see some information on this brewery, but Quilter's Irish Death, the name's of the name. I can't find anything information about the brewery on the can, so whatever, bro. Quilter's Irish Death.
Death. He died.
He died.
He died of death.
He died from death intoxication. Get on Untap. Untap, the only app that accurately rates Allagash White as a 3.76. I am Dorktown on Untap, and let's see. I drank some Celebration Ale because Liquid Gravity IPA is tasting mighty fine this week. So this week's batch of Liquid Gravity IPA is very good. Also from Liquid Gravity, Pale from the Crypt, a new label. They got the label series from the comic, the Tales from the Crypt comic. They use those labels on their labels. They've got actually rights to it and everything. So they're very cool labels. And this is a brand new one. And it's also good. One from New Glory called Thrash Grass, which I did not like. It wasn't, I didn't think it was good. And then finishing off some from last week, Tahoe Deeps from Knee Deep Brewing. The Nick 80, what are you drinking? Oh,
there's a classic.
Classic Tahoe Deeps. It was a grocery store buy. It was the best thing in the grocery store that was, it had like a two or three months out date on it. So I was like, this is what I'm going to have to do. Hey, it was fine.
Yeah.
No issues.
Style-wise, I mean, is it holding up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dated for sure, but it's still not bad.
That was a big time when that one came out. The only thing I unique this week was at the Eureka Burger. They have the latest Luponic Distortion on tap.
Oh,
and thank goodness it was clear.
what?
I was very worried it was going to be hazy.
What number are they on now? I'm not seeing that.
17.
17. Okay.
17-ish. It's up in the high teens. Nice beer paired well with 18, 19. 18 and 19. Wow.
They don't even know anymore.
They don't know.
Yeah. They've never been that great at their market. They know how to market 805. And then the rest of the stuff, they're like, I don't know what to do.
805, give it a billboard.
Yeah. 805, we got a whole thing with 805, but everything else, I could manage one tweet.
um, feel like I had a beer Friday night happy hour, but I do not recall what that was at this point. Possibly just, oh, is it just a celebration? Yes, it was.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Not just a celebration.
Yeah, come on. Don't downgrade it.
It was the celebration.
The celebration. Bearded Brewer 87. What did you have this week? Where what the kind of spokeasy beers?
Yeah, there was a mixture of things that happened. From Fat Orange Cap Brewing Company, they have Who Let the Boomers Out? 5% pale ale. Enjoyable.
Oh man. What did you see the label? Was there a boomer on the label?
Mm-hmm.
What do you look like?
There was like an old dude sitting in a lawn chair with a cat. It was a
classic boomer.
It got oddly quiet. I thought I lost everybody.
Oh, we're still here. Oh, no, we did lose Matt. Now we can't hear you, Matt. Or you're just not making sounds. I don't know what.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Got ya.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Anybody?
Can you not hear us now? Matt, for reals?
Oh, no, I can hear you.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
You tricky mixer.
That's how he's going to play it.
I forgot I was eating almonds, so I like muted my mic.
Oh, almonds. How much water did you use eating those almonds?
Not 1 gallon per almond.
1 gallon.
They're Blue Diamond and low sodium for those that care.
Valley Floor, baby.
But anyways, did some bouncing around between Spokeasy.
That's another, that's a different cat.
Second cat.
No, it's the same cat.
No, it's different. It's the cats. They're twins, but
you had the chance to fool him.
Did you
wash him too many times and he faded?
Yep. Yeah. We washed this cat and now it's great.
It's the same cat.
No, they're
it's the same cat.
They're twins. They're brother sister.
Oh,
the Braja and the Shista.
Braja.
started out. So on Mondays at Spokeasy, they do dollar off drafts all day. And lo and behold, they had Celebration on tap.
Oh, yes. That was Nick was asking about that. He's like, oh, is Spokeasy too good for Celebration? Apparently not.
They had it. They had bottles in the fridge, and they have it on draft. But the real kicker was
Celebration
dollar off. Ooh. It was $5 pints. And that was also kind of a throwback.
Ooh, yeah. Danger.
$5 pints. Drinking with Lincoln. One penny will get you an extra drink.
Mm-hmm. And then from Fat Orange Cap Brewing Company, they had the Who Let the Boomers Out?
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
When?
It's got a guy sitting on the lawn with his lawn chair. He's being
so that part did come through?
Yep. We got that. We got all of it.
Then why did my mic cut out?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know, man. Technology. Aliens.
Okay, so you did hear that part.
Yeah.
All right. And then made a quick pit stop over to Goldstein's, and they had the Liquid Gravity Brewing Companies. They had the Fuck Money Get Hops, and it features Miss Monica on the label.
What?
Our friend of the show. And then offshoot beer company, they had Stratosphere. It was a double IPA with Strata hops.
With no Strata hops.
With no.
No, not one Strata
hop. from Highland Park Brewing. There was the Phil's Pills that was donated by
Hills Bills.
It's Phil's Pills, not Hills Bills.
I got excited for a second. That was Hillary.
That was donated by Lupe, co-worker / beer drinker / show listener.
What's up, Lupe?
Cheeky Park from Weldworks. It's an American lager.
It's a cheeky park, isn't it? It's a bit of a cheeky park.
Bunch more of the celebrations.
Yay, more.
More. Same batch. Everyone's got same batch. Everyone's got that 10-8 batch.
This beer showed up before, but it happened again. It's Tower of Flower. It's an Alesmith Beochwood collab.
Yeah, heard of it.
And Tower when I said reference. Beochwood, somebody was like, what did you say? And I was like, am I saying it wrong?
It's pronounced Beechwood. Long Beach, Lakewood, Beechwood.
And then there's Island Style IPA, I believe it's called. And it's Palm Sway from Coronado.
Coronado. Is that's a new style or island style? It's like.
Apparently so.
All right. I'm fine.
I guess when you're beyond the West Coast. You're on the islands.
Beyond the West Coast, you're on the islands. That's been caught.
Drinking.
Oh. And a bunch of Fulton Streets, but that's to be expected. Because that's my go-to.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers. I have a new untapped friend.
Yay for Nick. Yay, Nick's got a friend.
Me. This cheers goes out to Cider Angie 81. Another listener from Belfast.
Belfast, Belfast, Belfast.
Belfast, Belfast.
Belfast. Belgian, man. Belgium and the whole area just blowing up with perfect poor listeners. Up. They cannot talk. They can't stop listening to the show.
Load up.
Finland, Belgium, the Finns huge. And the
Belgians. Really huge.
The Belgs, they love it.
The Belgians.
They love it, and we love them. I want you guys to get on the show, record something and email it to us. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. Please, any Belgian listeners, any Finn listeners, come on. I need it. Need to hear that European accent.
Yeah.
Love it. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to, as for mentioned, Lupe. She does a new untapped friend, donated that Phil Pills, and there was another beer donated, but that straight up broke, fell out of my hand.
Ooh.
Didn't get to try that one.
Stupid gravity.
The breezeway smelled amazing. Works. The breezeway smelled amazing, but that was that. Cheers out to Wazoo. He dropped off another box. He's keeping us hydrated, if you will. He made sure that he located a beer for Mikey. You four mentioned it earlier in the show, so that'll be headed to you at some point.
Ooh. And, look at me.
Yeah. Just cheers out to everybody. We're all gearing up for Turkey Day, you know. Everybody's like, oh, it's winter, we gotta cut back. And then it's like Turkey Day is coming up. That's gonna be the day where you just overindulge in everything.
No cutting back today. It's just going to be celebration ales, far as the eye can see. Very thankful.
Cases and cases of celebration.
Thankful to all the listeners that support the show. And very thankful to the Golden Gods, as always, that give us money every month and help us pay for this stuff so it doesn't cost us money to do the show. So we really appreciate it, all the Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you'd like to be a Golden God. And we don't just take the money from them. They, you know, Golden Gods do get a little bit of bonus show. You get to hear the tailgate. And so that's a thing. That's kind of cool. And I try to, it's not a guaranteed thing, but I do try to give the show a little bit earlier. You can, if you're a Golden God, you actually can, if you're up late on Thursday nights, you can actually hear the show for everyone else. So that's a thing. So cheers to all the Golden Gods and all the supporters of the show. The Friday night Zoom, it's still going on, man. This whole pandemic, we've had the listeners hang out on Zoom on Friday nights. If you want to be a part of that, everyone's welcome to it and highly encouraged to attend. Just goes up Friday night, they just hang out on Zoom. Sometimes we pop in there, sometimes we don't, but it's not necessary. It's just listeners hanging out. And if you want to be a part of that, look at the links to the Loggerline there links, and usually it gets posted on the Loggerline Friday, late Friday, as far as the password and stuff to get, go hang out on the Zoom. So cheers to that. Cheers to the forum and the Discord and all the things. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the show. I'd just like to close with some dad jokes, because we love dad jokes here on the show. We're a big dad joke show.
No, do we?
Yeah. Well, I forgot to tell you guys, I met Tom Hanks once. He was so rude. Asked for his autograph, and all he wanted was thanks. Oh, wow. I messed that joke up. Never mind. I shouldn't do jokes. I shouldn't try to read jokes after 2 hours into drinking.
Damn it.
I don't know. Maybe I should clean mirrors for a living. It's something I can really see myself doing. Yeah, well, yesterday I hurt my bottom after shaking it at the office party. It was a twerk place injury.
Oh, nice.
I get it. That's a reference.
did you guys hear about the one about the chameleon who couldn't change color? He had reptile dysfunction.
Oh. Ouch. Wow.
That's too bad. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Drink all those celebration ales. There better not be one celebration ale left after Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right.
Thanksgiving night, you better be completely out of celebration ales.
No more.
No more.
Whoa. Drink them fresh.
Drink them fresh. Don't let them last.
Visit your local hardware store.
See if you're... Ask your local Ace Hardware if they got any celebration ale.
Where do you keep your celebration?
Keep your celebration ale.
I think I'm coming back for a celebration ale. I was looking for celebration ale. We don't have celebration ale, but go ahead and get around and tell them there's celebration ale in the corner. Maybe you'll buy some paint.
What does a vegetarian zombie eat? Grains.